Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Farr. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett bunts towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernazard covering, for the out. Gedman moves to second. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gedman scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Hall reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nipper, and towards Barrett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabler moves to second. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Easler moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Easler scores. Buckner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Tom Waddell now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gedman moves to third. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gedman scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball four. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball four. Barrett scores. Boggs moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Armas reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Evans scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Franco settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Franco. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gettman moves to third. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Vukovic moves to second. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vukovic moves to third. Hargrove moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Broderick Perkins pinch hits for Tony Bernazard. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Neil Heaton now pitching. Junior Noboa now playing second base. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noboa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco bunts towards the mound. Crawford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Hall moves to second. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaton covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Crawford covering. Safe. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive towards third. Boggs catches it and throws to first to double up Noboa. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Noboa can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.